Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, here we go.
Some things in life are bad.
This is the bright side.
They can really make you mad.
I've got an open phone line.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
Call me right now at 312.
When you're chewing on life's gristle.
981.
Grumble. Give a whistle.
7200.
And this'll help things turn out for the bad.
Sing at home if you know the words.
And always look on the bright side
and
of life.
And whistle. On Fridays, we start your weekend with the bright side. You call in, tell us some good news in your world, and we all smile together. Steve Bertrand, your reading of the story about the McDonald's in Indiana. The one guy says, I'll pay for the people behind me. And then that guy says, I'll pay for the people behind me. And it spontaneously went to over 140 customers on Father's Day weekend. That's the nicest thing I've heard in a long time.
Isn't that great? I love it.
That's my bright side. What's your bright side, Steve Bertrand?
I am looking forward to the Pride Parade this weekend. My whole family's going to come in March, and they're still talking about your performance there a couple of years ago when you were marrying people.
When the Steve Cochran, Kathy, Judy, and I were the officiants of literally the very first gay same-sex weddings in Illinois history. Is that right?
Yeah, they had just become legal.
They did, and these 10 proud couples. By the way, some of them heterosexual couples renewing their vows, but maybe their child was gay. But, I mean, just this interesting mix of people, men and men, women and women. It was all across the rainbow. We're getting married on our float as we went throughout the Pride Parade. I'll never forget that. That was memorable.
Always.
Okay, let's pick up some phone lines. We'll start with Rick. Hey, Rick, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? Rick, you're on the air.
My bright side is I just started my vacation for the next 10 days, heading up to Spooner, Wisconsin, to a cabin on Bear Lake. Can't wait.
Oh, man. It sounds, boy, have great weather. Have a great week, sir.
Thank you.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Hey, Tom, this is John. What's your bright side? You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, John. Three quick bright sides. I got a son who's got a new job, which is great. Grandson waiting for the summer, doing waiting. He got a $50 tip, and Fred, close friends of ours sold their house for 6 months.
Oh, man, that's all good
news. Three nice things.
Boy, when I hear that our kids become taxpayers, that just does my heart so much good. Thank you, sir.
Enjoy it. It's your last chance at it.
Okay, let's go to John. You're on WGN. What's your bright side, John?
Hi, John. I finally got a job after 6 months of unemployment. It's been a real godsend.
Attaboy, boy. I can just hear the happiness in your voice, sir.
That's great. It's good to be back to work.
Always look on the light side of life.
Hey, Mary, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, King John.
Hey.
We are so excited. My son and daughter-in-law are adopting twins on Monday.
Oh, wow.
We're heading to Iowa so we can join with them in court to see them become official Wallakewitzes.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to cry. What good news. What a great day you're going to have on Monday.
Oh, we are so excited. We can hardly stand it.
How lucky are those kids? Mary, thanks for the call. Hey, Dale, it's John. You're on WGN. What's your good news, Dale?
Hey, John. Well, I'm on the flip side of Rick. I just finished 10 days of vacation. I'm feeling refreshed. And the great thing about it is I got to spend time with family, with friends, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful day.
You sound recharged, Dale.
Amen. Amen. I am not exactly ready to jump back into work, but I am refreshed and ready to go.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. Hey, Sarah, it's John. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. I'm so excited because my sister just graduated a couple of weeks ago from University of Evansville in Indiana, and she moved down to Nashville, and yesterday she got her first nursing job. So congrats, Marissa.
Woo-hoo-woo-woo-woo. By the way, is this Sarah from down the hall?
Yes, it is, John, from down the hall.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. And shameless plug, I'm also happy and looking on the bright side because better get your tickets for Teddy Roosevelt with John Williams. They're selling fast.
No plugging on the bright side, Sarah. No plugging on the bright side.
Well, I'm happy that that people are excited about the show.
I am too. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
WGNradio.com/events. All right, Cheryl, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Cheryl? You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's your good news?
Well, I'm going to Rush Hospital to pick up my husband, who's been in for a couple of days, to bring him to Northwestern Hospital to see our first grandchild be born. And I'm so excited.
I'm thrilled for you guys, Cheryl. My best to the whole family, okay?
Thank you.
How about Jan? You're on WGN. Jan, why are you? Oh, hold on. I'll get to you, Jan. It looks like Nina's up. Hey, Nina, this is John. You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Hey.
We are so excited. We've been without a dog for over a year, and tomorrow we're going to pick up our 10-week-old Bernese Mountain Dog puppy.
Oh, nice. Hey, do you want two more?
So
I've got a
excited couple.
I'd be happy to make you a big family if you like.
Nope, we did two, and we're going to stick with one for now.
You are wise. Nina, have a great weekend. What fun you guys will have.
You too, John. Thanks.
Shame on me for trying to unload Daisy, the dizzy dappled dachshund, and Bingo, the hunchback wiener dog. Hey, Jan, this is John. You're on the air. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. I just want to say that I absolutely love your giggle, and whenever I hear it, be it Monday through Friday, it just puts a big smile on my face.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm tempted to giggle now, but it'll come. It'll come. It'll come. So always look on the bright side, 312-981-7200. When we hang up, that's when the lines free up and you can still get in. Let's go to Tony on 6. What's your bright side, Tony? You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Tony.
My boss gave me a raise after 1 year of $7 an hour.
Oh, man. Well, I'll take what I can get, right, Tony?
That's right.
Happy raise to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Spend it wisely. When you're feeling in the dumps, be silly chumps. You can text to 312-981-7200. This one says, John, blessed to be one day away from my 65th birthday, one I never thought I'd see after my cancer 3 years ago. Always look on. John, my bright side is that my power was out for 6 hours and my refrigerator stayed cold. The food was unspoiled. Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. How about that? All right, a couple more here. Let's go to Connie on line one. Hey, Connie, it's John. You're on WGN. What's your good news, Connie?
Hi, John. Hi, John. Our adult daughter lives in Portland, Oregon. She's halfway through her chemo treatments for lymphoma.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, every time I hear that somebody's going to beat cancer, I just can't help but say we live in amazing times, don't we?
We absolutely do. You bet.
Our best to everybody. Thanks, Connie. Hey, Robert, this is John. Why are you smiling today, Robert?
Oh, first of all, I'm so thankful for your show. I love WGN.
Attaboy.
There is no other radio station anyone needs to put on, period. Nicholas to you. But no, I was able to buy my neighbor's car. It's a 92 Ferrari Testarossa with 3,500 miles, and I bought it for a steal. So,
how much did you pay? How much did you pay?
$70,000.
I thought you were going to say. Did you hear about the video this week? A guy sold like a Ferrari. He took the picture of it. And, you know, he took it, but when you see it online, it just looks like a little teeny matchbox car because it's a picture on your phone or on your computer. But anyway, he took a picture of a Ferrari and he said, hey, I've got to get rid of this thing. It's for sale for like $100. That's why I asked. So then everybody shows up and he's making videos of people coming up. But the car, as depicted in the picture, is actual size. It was a little matchbox car.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is a real car. It's going to cost me $15,000 just to get it running. But the point is that car with 3,500 miles on it is worth about, I don't know, whoever wants to buy it. I'm not going to sell it because it's my dream car. It's probably worth $160,000. Life seems jolly rotten.
There's something. Robert, thanks for the call. That's the way we do it on Fridays. We tell you to tell us what it is that's making you smile.